You're listening to Pastor Bill Sirjak.
Hear now the word of God. And God said, "Let the waters teem with living creatures. Let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing and moving thing with which the water teems, according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God blessed them and said, "Be fruitful and increase in number, and fill the waters in the sea, and let the birds increase on the earth." And there was evening and there was morning the fifth day. And God said, "Let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that move along the ground, and wild animals, each according to its kind." And it was so. And God made the wild animals according to their kind, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. Thank God that He has not left us alone to know what He is like, but has revealed Himself in a way that we can understand, by becoming a man in the person of Christ, and that revelation is accurately retained for us. And this is holy work. God has been doing the creation here, and it's kind of unraveling into a different kind of a creation as being opened up and being made to work. The very beginning, God's creation was like He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And then later on, He talked about the expanse of the sky and of the ground. And God, in His first creation, made things that were there and were stationary, were sturdy. Like even right now, if you were to go around to find something to build a navigational system on, you might build a navigational system on the stars or some of the things that God created in the very beginnings, because they're stable, they're solid, they're there. If you go out and do surveying, you might drive a stake into a place in the ground, or even maybe even drive a stake into a tree, because you're pretty sure the tree's not going to move. But even as you start moving away from just the stationary things like the stars and the earth and things like that, you start beginning to get into things that are alive, are the first things. And one of the problems with being a surveyor and putting a stake in a tree and using that as one of your points is that trees die sometimes, or trees grow. They move a little bit in that growth segment as they get just a little bit bigger, and it might mess up your solidity as it changes a little bit. If you were a surveyor, and you would definitely not say, "Okay, we'll use as the corner of the property the place where that rabbit is over there," because you know that would not be a good place to be able to call the corner of your property, because you never know where the rabbit is going to be next. And one of the things that you start to notice as God is doing the different levels of creation is that, first of all, He's starting off with very static things. Things like suns, moons, the stars, the earth, ground. And He's beginning to move more and more to things that are more mobile. First of all, to things that are alive, and then to things that move more. Now you're starting to get into a different thing, a different way of operating. We too make things. Several years ago, I built a car. One of the things that was interesting about the building of the car is I would work on it and get it to a certain point, and then sometimes days or weeks would pass. I wouldn't get any further along on it. And you know, when I would go back to it, it was still there. It was still at the place where I had left it, because it was a static machine and it wasn't a living thing. Lately, I haven't been building any cars. I've probably been doing more yard work around our house. The interesting thing about yard work is that you could let it go for 2 or 3 days or a month, and it doesn't just stay the way it was. It actually gets worse. It changes. It grows. And you have to keep trimming the stuff, and you have to keep working at it to be able to keep it the way you want it, to make it into the yard you want it to be. Now, God is starting to make things a little bit different. He's starting to be able to not make things that are just static and flow strictly from His Word, but He is making things that come from His Word and then have the opportunity to change a little bit within themselves. As a matter of fact, they even grow. The vegetation, one of the first things He made, starts to grow. And then He starts moving to creatures, and they actually move about. You're starting to get to the point where you're beginning the possibility of losing control. It's interesting that we know right now there's a lot of things being done in robotics where you combine together a computer with a machine that can move around. They're starting to get some very interesting things with being able to do that. I think in the laboratories at MIT, they have built one of these robots that moves about the laboratory. It's kind of like a part-time experiment, part-time game that the scientists are playing. It's even a little bit like some of the animals here, because when its batteries start running low, it starts looking for an outlet around the laboratory somewhere to plug itself into and be able to recharge its batteries to be able to go on. That's a little bit like some of the more advanced animals have to do. You have to be able to provide for yourself. You have to be able to find sources of food. You have to be able to reproduce. It doesn't just sort of automatically happen. The animals and the creatures are becoming more and more involved in it. That then gives the opportunity for greater fall, for greater problems, as we can begin to do things in our own way. The animals have the opportunity to do things in their own way. I think to a certain extent the fall that comes a little bit later has affected the animals, because the Bible talks about in the last days that the lion will lie down with the lamb. The lamb will not be getting eaten. He'll be getting plenty of sleep, and he'll be okay with being in a cage with the lion, because some of the violence of the world will be taken away. But right now, God is beginning to create things that can rebel, can begin to go their own way, can begin to move about, and can begin to move away from God. One of the really important things that as creatures get higher and higher on the scale of what God is creating here is that they worship Him, that they walk with Him. When God created mankind, He created us to walk with Him in the garden. And that gave guidance and direction to the movements that are in our lives. Because we not only have the opportunity to be able to move from place to place, we also have the opportunity to be able to change things in our minds. And so it becomes incredibly important for us to worship God, because we can become adept at moving about on our own, and usually incredibly destructive at moving about on our own. And it doesn't matter whether we're doing that as a head of a corporation or whether we're doing that as a head of a church. As a matter of fact, I have a hard time sometimes telling the difference between the people who are corporate heads and the people who are heads within the church, because they seem to operate pretty much the same way. Unfortunately, both times they tend to operate without God. And now as we're beginning to come into the things of creation, the things that have the opportunity to move about, and the things that can begin to become different, the most important thing then within that is that people worship God, and let the worship of the Lord begin to guide and direct their lives, and begin to guide and direct what they do. God has made us a little more sophisticated than the others. Really, even if we make machines, one of the things that we start worrying about almost immediately is machines kind of taking over. That the machine might get to the point where it can not only think and move, what it can begin to supersede our will. In one of the great science fiction films of about 30 years ago was a 2001 Space Odyssey. And in that movie, the computer HAL started to take over the spaceship that was traveling. Really, the people were having a hard time being able to do anything about his being able to take over and do things on his own. That's what happens when you make more and more complicated machines, or when you make things that are more and more complicated. They have a tendency to start taking over, and you can begin to wonder if you can control it. It's interesting that so much of our literature and our science fiction reflects what actually happened in the book of Genesis, as the creatures began to be able to do more and more things that God made, and they then went away from God. The basic lesson of the book of Genesis, and the basic thing that it's probably going to be teaching to us and really the rest of the book, is that we have done that. we have gone away from God, and we need to begin to bring it back under God's authority and under God's control. Sometimes people skip the first few chapters in Genesis, and it's kind of a shame, because if you don't really believe what went on in the first few chapters of Genesis, there's not a whole lot for you in the rest of the book, because the rest of the book is about how you can come back into God's presence and begin again to walk with Him and let the walking with Him guide everything in your life. How you look at your home, how you look at your work, how you think about the world around you. All of that then needs to be guided by our relationship with God, which is restored then in Jesus Christ.